at that point, they had virtually no script. I mean, they had two pages and a few characters drawn. And as I was in really at the very beginning, and of course, the King of the Jungle eventually became the Lion King. And they said at one point, this is about 1991, I joined up, and I signed a deal, and I got a really good deal. It wasn't huge, but I was given a salary for 3 years, which was thought was a relief. And obviously, if any of the songs were hits, then I would get a royalty. And they said, who do you want to write the music? And I said, you mean you haven't got anybody? He said, no, we've got Alan Menken's our big star, but he's busy on Beauty and Aladdin, and we can't spare him. So who would you like? And I thought, Elton John. So you won't get him, but, you know, they said, great idea, we'll get him.
And then, of course, we took the project to Elton John, and that's how the Lion King thing happened. But it all actually grew out of a memo for a Dolly Parton movie.
You don't turn the chance down to work for Disney. And the team at Disney at that time, it was run, I mean, we dealt with Jeffrey Katzenberg, and it was their baby.
And in fact, Elton rang me up. I mean, I'd written a song with Elton, a one-off song in 1982, I think, 81, on an album. And I knew Elton quite well, but only socially. And John Reed, I'd often sat down with John, not often, but I had a few meals with John over the years, saying, one of these days, Elton would like to do a musical. And I said, I thought he hated musicals. And he said, well, he does, but he wouldn't hate his musical. And I said, well, that's good, because I hate musicals, but I wouldn't hate my musical. So it was always that, you know, one day we might do one. But as Elton continued to have enormous success, I thought it would never happen.
When you work on an animation movie, it is a whole team of people. And I like the camaraderie. And when I saw the storyboard of The Lion King and I saw the lyrics and working with Timmy, there was never any question about it.
Anyway, Elton at first rang up and said, look, I've been approached by Disney, what is all this? And I explained, and he said, well, I'm afraid the deal they're offering is a joke and I couldn't do it. I'm really sorry because I'd like to work with you and it sounds fun. I said, fine. I mean, I wasn't disappointed because I never dreamt he'd even ring up about it. But then about 2 weeks later, I'm in. I don't know what they gave him. but anyway, so suddenly Elton was involved.
Music is so a big, wide spectrum there. Tim has opened the doors for me to do so many things before I had a career that was going very nicely, thank you. But I was getting kind of bored, and The Lion King offered me something different to do. I'd done Friends with Bernie years ago, and that wasn't a particularly great experience. We were so young, although the music I liked, but it was an interesting experience, and I vowed I wouldn't do film again. Consequently, I grew up a little bit, and then if you do a Disney movie and you do it well, and they do it well because they spend 4 years doing it, and the right combination clicks with the music and the visuals, then you've got something there for life, and it's something that people will always see, and that's a great legacy to have.